This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as British Airways had to cancel over 100 flights and delay another 300 a short time ago because its computer systems crashed. Cancellations and delays fouling up plans for thousands of travelers at London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports, also impacting some Americans who are planning to travel on British Airways jets. President Trump has just left the White House, headed for El Paso and then Dayton, Ohio, where mass shootings occurred over the weekend. The ex-girlfriend of the shooter in the Dayton, Ohio incident says
he was interested in what makes terrible people do terrible things.
The Dayton shooter took his own life after police shot him, and in El Paso, the gunman there is said to be cooperating with investigators. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much, and everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Police say as many as 20 people were injured in a chaotic scene in Times Square last night as tourists and New Yorkers alike heard what they thought was gunfire and they started running for their lives. The injuries described as minor. The noise turned out to be a motorcycle backfiring, but people were on edge probably from the recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Author Toni Morrison, dead at 88, known for novels such as Beloved and Song of Solomon, she was the first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize. Oprah Winfrey says of her,
her sense of confidence and self-assuredness and nobility is what impressed me the most.
Xbox gamers are playing again, but an outage kept them on the sidelines for almost 10 hours. Just before 5 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, the outage began. That problem lasted until almost 2 a.m. today Eastern Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another successful launch of a spacecraft by SpaceX. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Amos-17 communications satellite for the Israeli company Spacecom launched from Florida despite unfavorable weather. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 7:23, a half an hour later than originally scheduled due to earlier rain and clouds in the area. It was launched from Cape Canaveral. Spacecom calls the Amos-17 the most advanced satellite designed for Africa. It also will cover parts of Europe and the Middle East. The Israeli satellite, which was built by Boeing, deployed into orbit about 31 minutes after liftoff. On Thursday, the neighboring Launch Complex 41 is set up for an early morning launch, carrying a U.S. Air Force communications satellite atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the legal battle over the estate of the late Aretha Franklin has not come to an end yet. At a hearing in Michigan yesterday, a judge placed the Queen of Soul's estate under court-supervised administration and agreed to let a handwriting expert examine three wills supposedly left behind by the singer after her death nearly a year ago. Her four sons have already split $350,000 amongst themselves. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you know where to go, right? BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, law professor. He is right here, right now. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, poor Donald Trump, he can't win one to win one. I mean, he's winning everything else, but when it comes to the public sentiment, I mean, they just want to blame him for everything, huh?
Well, there's no question. Look, when you have this kind of a tragedy for any human being, it's very hard to accept. I'm talking about, of course, the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's normal for human beings to strive for a simple, simplistic, if you will, answer. And when it comes to the left, and of course the media is totally in the tank with the left, and of course the Democratic candidates and anybody on the left in social media, the most convenient and the most attractive, simplistic solution is to blame Donald Trump, because then the solution is to get rid of Trump, which is what they've been trying to do ever since he came down the escalator. The fact is, this is not a simple answer. This is a very complex answer with lots of variables.
Well, this has been going on for decades, as you say, and then on top of that, I mean, I guess there is a simple answer, and that's it's evil. And whether it's in any one of these two cities, now the third city that they're ignoring, James, over the weekend where there was these mass murders was Chicago. But Chicago's not even brought up, you know? It's just ridiculous.
Well, no, they're not bringing up any of the urban centers that have high crime. And the fact is that any time law enforcement defines a mass shooting as more than four victims,
mm-hmm.
and they're constantly happening and being ignored by the media. The media only focuses on something they think will bring in lots of ratings. It's a spectacle. And, of course, particularly the El Paso shooter, because they felt like they could start this narrative, which they're continuing with, which is focused on the phrase white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is they won't talk about the Dayton shooter, the Antifa supporting,
right,
the Elizabeth
Warren
supporting,
yes, right,
the Bernie Sanders supporting far left gun control advocate. He doesn't fit the narrative. So the only thing you'll hear from the mainstream media, if you hear the story at all, is that the Dayton shooter is mentally ill. Of course, both of these people have severe problems with morals. They're spiritually ill. no question about it. And that is the discussion we ought to have.
Mm-hmm.
We have political mechanisms that take fathers out of the house, literally destroy young males in this country. We also take God out of the public square. We suppress religious education, religious expression. So we're taking away all of the things that normally involve a rite of initiation for young men.
Exactly.
We're taking them away from our society and instead substituting in moral anarchy.
And who led that charge, James? Who led the charge of this systemic issue, whether it was taking the male out of the household, God out of the classroom, these other things that have compromised the moral foundation elements of our society? Who has led the charge for this diabolical move that's been going on for decades?
And the answer, of course, is the same people who are now literally propelling the Democratic Party into oblivion.
Exactly.
The far left. It's the people that the AOC plus three, the so-called squad,
mm-hmm.
represent, and their morals. And it's, in fact, the playbook of international communism.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's that same playbook. You know, we've noticed, we look at history, we look at reality today, that full-blown socialism in the form of communism cannot tolerate people of faith. It's not just Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tolerate anyone who is serious about worship, serious about religion. We see that in China today. Why is it that China seems to be persecuting every religious group in their country and putting them in re-education camps? Because they still spout the principles of atheism and agnosticism that communism
mm-hmm.
requires.
Well, people of faith engage critical thought, and there's no room for critical thought.
There's no room, you're absolutely right, for critical thought when you want to control people, but there's also no room for God
mm-hmm.
when you already have a God, and the
right.
God is the state.
Yeah, the God of politics is going to give you, it's going to give you a minimum wage, $1,000. I mean, we're going to go, we're really going to be blatant now, James. We're just going to really go out and buy votes. We're going to give you free education, you know, free college. We're going to give you $1,000 a month. And I got to tell you, I was really surprised. I don't know why I was surprised at this, but Marianne Williams, I mean, her deal was what, $500 million or maybe $500 billion in reparations that she's offering?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a poker game. You know, I'll raise you the amount of bribes that I'm going to give to the public to vote for me.
Yes.
It's reprehensible politics that we're seeing. It's mm-hmm. opportunistic. It is not based on the welfare of human beings, citizens in this country. It is based on a very selfish desire and ambition for power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, when you see even the look on the faces of these candidates as they attempt to bribe, as they irresponsibly jump to politicize these shootings when we have the bodies aren't buried yet.
Exactly.
I got to give at least the president, who is a counterpuncher, who fights on every front, you'll note, has completely pulled back, is being a statesman, is making speeches about unity, and at a time he reminds me of George W. Bush after 9/11.
Right.
And he needs to be commended, and the New York Times was castigated.
Well, they got it right. They got it right the first time. But they couldn't handle it because the Democrats were all over them saying, well, how dare you? You know, you got it wrong. No, it's what he talked about. He talked about banning hate and racism. And go ahead.
Ocasio-Cortez actually suggested that the New York Times was aiding white supremacists. See, this
right.
is their new phrase.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even, racism isn't enough now.
Yes.
Now we have to say white supremacists. I can't believe that the American public isn't inured to this, that they haven't become, you know, because we never, I mean, the media's fallen at the lowest credibility level in the history of our country. Mm-hmm. But when we always say this, we never think the media would sink lower.
Exactly.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And well, the only thing is, James, they're not, you know, maybe the public is getting inured to it, but meanwhile, you know, because they're just tuning out and they're turning their backs on them, and because there's no resistance other than Donald Trump, they think they're onto something. And so they keep on, you know, with this narrative and claiming that Trump is a racist or a white nationalist. And I want to ask you about that when we come back. We got to go to a quick break. More from James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh Christian Independent. Back with you just as promised. I am Bill Martinez. James Herson, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, is with us. James, you were talking before the break. You know, this whole white supremacy issue. I can't connect the dots. I don't know if I missed a memo somewhere, but where has Donald Trump been a white nationalist that AOC would claim, and the other three Democratic horsewomen of the strong left?
Well, much like the Russia collusion hoax, it's a myth. But it's a myth that's been perpetuated and fanned by the left and by spokespersons on the left and by 24/7 coverage by MSNBC and CNN. Mm-hmm. And there are many ignoramuses on the social media and the left that buy it, but I think that, you know, the majority of the elites are using it. They think it's a potent weapon.
Well, you know, here they are. They're claiming, James, they're claiming unity, and here they spout words of racism themselves, trying to attach it to Donald Trump. You got Don Lemon as a moderator, says the president is a racist. This guy's the moderator of a debate. He says the president is a racist based on what? And then you got Tim Ryan picking up on it. The other candidates, you know, whether it's Cory, but well, you know, it's like it's a fact. It's like, okay, we got climate change, the world's going to explode in 10 years, and all the girls and baby girls are going to die, and you know, the second time around after Al Gore's predictions failed so miserably. But we just keep on lying to the people and somehow claiming that they're the party of unity when they themselves are spouting out all this unfounded negativity and assigning. It's no wonder the people in El Paso are a little shy about, you know, and some of the politicians there. I mean, sadly, I mean, I understand you're grieving, but, you know, look at, you know, get a hold of yourself for just a moment, and, you know, indicting the president, claiming that he's racist and his language, you know, caused what happened at the Walmart there is ridiculous.
Well, of course it is. What's happened is, you know, Goebbels talked about the big lie, and propagandists often, you know, repeat a lie.
Yes.
So what the fake news media, as the president calls them, does is they start with a story that is a lie. They then accelerate that story and repeat it over and over again and take it for granted and build another story on top of it. So example is Charlottesville.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A lie. Right.
Yes.
And they use that to build a case that Trump was somehow drawing an equal sign between neo-Nazis and protesters that were at this event in Charlottesville where somebody was killed. Same thing with the when the president tweeted against the squad, who deserve lots of criticism. That was in a distorted fashion turned into a racist attack. Mm-hmm. And it's what the left has done. It's, you know, it's interesting. They love this phrase white supremacy because people won't say Islamic supremacy. Hmm. People won't say, you know, transsexual supremacy, because they'll be immediately labeled as an Islamophobe or a transophobe or
right.
a xenophobe. But they're clearly, you know, the Democrats are practicing migrant supremacy or illegal alien supremacy. They want to give things to illegal aliens that even citizens don't get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
right.
It, but they like this white supremacy because when they use the term racism, sometimes it boomeranged back on them.
Well,
but not so with white supremacy. And it's also, it's an even greater insult and pejorative. And so we're going to hear that from now until Election Day.
You know, James, we're talking about all the language, you know, that's out there, how everybody's got to be so sensitive and I might say hypersensitive these days. And I don't know if you saw the other day the footage of the Democratic Socialists getting together. I mean, they couldn't even applaud because they were annoyed. I mean, they were on sensory overload, so they had to use what they call jazz hands. That was their way to express approval.
Right.
And I couldn't, and you couldn't use a gender pronoun, you know, cut it with the gender language, you know, one of the speakers said, right?
Yeah, I mean, that looked like an insane asylum. There was no question about it. And what you're talking about with the jazz hands was silent applause. And all of these people, as they're saying to each other, comrades, comrades,
yes.
They're saying they're triggered. But I'm having difficulty focusing with all this chatter. And it's all about I, me. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, one thing about them is that they demonstrated that they're a joke. But the problem is, the Democratic Party has been inching closer and closer.
Exactly.
They're
approving of all this, and it's on the college campuses. It's soon to come to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of which, certainly, you know, Hollywood is going over the top here, walking hand in hand with the Democratic Party, as you write, James, in an effort to shape the mindset of the culture at large. We've known that that's nothing new, but they're really gone into hyperbolic superdrive, have they not, with their latest reboot of the Party of Five?
Yes. I mean, we know Hollywood's bonkers when they make a 007 an African-American woman. They make Thor into a woman, and everything is woke.
Yes.
Everything is these themes and characters that go along with the insanity that we hear from the Democrat candidates. So Party of Five, for those that don't remember, it was in the mid-90s. This gave birth to a lot of stars. Probably the biggest one is Jennifer Love Hewitt, became a big star. Neve Campbell, Scott Wolf. You know, there were five siblings in a family, the Salinger family, and they had to fend for themselves because their parents got killed in a drunk driving accident. Now, there was nothing about this original series that was confined to the 90s. Maybe it had some 90s music, but its themes were timeless. You know, when the show was on the air, a character had to battle with addiction. There was one that had to battle with domestic violence. You had to deal with a family. Somebody had a terminal disease. All of it easily would translate into today, but that wasn't good enough for Hollywood. When they rebooted, and we're talking about the original creators, what they had to do was make it a Democrat left-wing attack meme on President Trump by having a Mexican family whose father is deported and dealing with that. So they basically got rid of all the characters, got rid of the original storyline, and dealt with, and here's the phrase, children being separated from their families. So the trailer opens with the father being confronted by ICE agents, you know, these evil ICE agents, the one the Democrats want to abolish, and he's asked for his papers. And when he doesn't have his papers, he's unceremoniously taken away from the family.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a dream infomercial for the Democrat Party, and there we go.
Hollywood. Are they taken to a concentration camp and the mother's brushing her teeth out of the toilet and everything else?
Well, I have to assume that that's going to be coming in future episodes. This was just the trailer, but, you know, I think it's going to have all kinds of themes that are against the Republicans and against Trump and against any kind of filtering of people coming through the border, because my goodness, if you care about the rule of law with respect to the border, then you must be, I guess, a white supremacist,
yeah,
according
yeah.
to them.
Well, we're all racist and we're all white supremacists, and this is a phase that we're in, and I don't know about you, James, but I've about had it up to there, and more of America is having it up to there, and I don't, you know, we got to get through this. The sooner the better, otherwise this is going to get out of control. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Until next week, Mr. James, thank you so much.
A pleasure and an honor, sir.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as British Airways had to cancel over 100 flights and delay another 300 a short time ago because its computer systems crashed. Cancellations and delays fouling up plans for thousands of travelers at London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports, also impacting some Americans who are planning to travel on British Airways jets. President Trump has just left the White House, headed for El Paso and then Dayton, Ohio, where mass shootings occurred over the weekend. The ex-girlfriend of the shooter in the Dayton, Ohio incident says
he was interested in what makes terrible people do terrible things.
The Dayton shooter took his own life after police shot him, and in El Paso, the gunman there is said to be cooperating with investigators. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerik joins us now, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the details. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, it has been a wild week. Lots going on. We've had Democratic debates and, of course, a lot of controversy about Baltimore and rats running out there that Elijah Cummings, boy, he took exception to, but it wasn't really all that long ago, maybe 20 years ago, I guess, how fast time flies and how quick you can forget, when he was caught saying that Baltimore was flea-infested and drug-infested. They had infested and they had zombies walking around the streets.
Well, you know, you're not allowed to call attention to urban poverty if it doesn't benefit the Democrats. If you're pointing out that the Democrats misgovern half the major cities in America, that they sort of keep poor people there like a vote, like a voting farm, you know, the way fur companies raise chinchillas and minks. Well, that's how they just treat it like they're breeding voters, and they, apart from the people voting Democrat, they don't care what happens to them the rest of the time.
Well, they must have had their fill of it, because after President Trump brought light to their problems, they were ringing the phones off at the White House telling the president, leaving messages, thank you for your help here. We've been needing this for a long time.
Yeah, imagine being someone in a one-party city like Baltimore, yeah, where there's no political alternative, there's essentially no opposition, and you've got these entrenched interests, and the rich white folks living in the suburbs counting on your votes to keep them in power. And I think Trump, for all the false and really slanderous charges of racism that have been thrown at him, Trump has shown a real interest in and dedication to reaching across racial lines. And now the president is very political. Mm-hmm. If a black person wants to be conservative, Republican, a Trump supporter, Trump will embrace them, and he will go after his opponents, white as they may be. I don't think there's ever been a whiter person in America than Jeb Bush, really, ever. He may have been the whitest person in history. And Donald Trump tore him apart.
Right.
You know, whereas Donald Trump was happy to bring Kanye West to the White House. The left is redefining racism to be opposition to their policies, and specifically to their most Marxist, big government, Robin Hood policies of stealing from the rich to give to bureaucrats, and a little bit will trickle down to the poor.
Yeah, to buy their vote. And, John, the thing is, the bottom line about this president, after everything is said and done, is he's for the people. I mean, some will look at it because they think they know Donald Trump, but the ire that he's raising, and again, it's all in response to when he was elected. The forgotten man and woman of Main Street across America was saying, thank you, now we have a voice in the White House, and he's been that voice for 3 years. So whether black, white, pink, purple, whatever, he has been the champion for their cause. And again, this is another case in point, but whether it's Elijah Cummings rejecting the invitation of HUD Secretary Dr. Carson to go with him to Baltimore, you know, what can you deny? I mean, the president has sent Dr. Carson there to really get a ground floor look-see of the problem, and let's do something about this. But Elijah Cummings would much rather stay in his office in D.C.
The Democrats are diluting the word racism. They're cheapening it the way, you know, when some of the freshmen four, when they equate the Holocaust and the concentration camps with Central American economic migrants making fake asylum claims, being held for a few weeks while their claims are processed. What an incredible insult to compare comfortable waiting facilities for people who voluntarily came into a country against its laws, to compare that to patriotic Jewish citizens, some of them with war medals from World War I, being rounded up and put on cattle cars and dumped in behind barbed wire to wait to be murdered. To compare those two things is such an obscenity that I guess it shouldn't surprise us when the Democrats call everything in sight racist. It's the only hammer they have, so that they decide that everything is a nail.
Exactly. Well, sooner or later, somebody's got to take the hammer away from them before they start, which they've already done. Because what happens is all they know is to weaponize everything, and now they're using it upon themselves, are they not?
Absolutely. I have some pieces about this at stream.org. My most recent piece, I think, might be of interest is I'm talking about the immigration issue.
Yes, so we're going to talk about that more on the next segment, but yes, go ahead.
The Democrats are trying to make it look like the Republicans want to limit immigration because of explicit racial bias. In fact, we just don't want more Democrat voters streaming into the country. Mm-hmm. And as statistics show, more than 80% of recent Latino immigrants want bigger government and more government programs, probably because they're coming from poor countries where come in here, and 80% of them are going to vote for left-wing Democrats who also want abortion on demand and want to take away our guns and want to restrict our religious freedom and want to, you know, limit campaign speech through campaign finance so-called reform. Well, I'm sorry. I don't care what color you are. If you're going to vote Democrat, I don't want you in the country. Mm-hmm. And I've got a piece at string.org. Our test for immigrants should be nakedly political. The Democrats.
Exactly. Right.
The Democrats are not going to bring in anti-communist Venezuelans. Jerry Brown in California did not want to admit the Vietnamese boat people because he was afraid they would vote Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that is their clear motivation. And the other thing, too, John, we need to separate here and make sure people understand this. The people, the Hispanics who are in this country, who have assimilated right now, they're not for this. They do not want open borders. They don't want to have their local communities pummeled by people that don't get it, that are going to come here and suck off the government teat and expand the government. This is not the heart of assimilated Hispanics here in the country.
Right. And run down their wages, because cheap labor Republicans would rather have an endless influx of recent, maybe illegal immigrants who are docile, who are not going to join unions, they're not going to report safety violations because they're afraid of getting sent back home. They would much rather have immigrants they can exploit than native-born black, Hispanic, or working-class whites who know their rights.
Exactly. Well, this is what we're dealing with, and the Democrats, backed by the propaganda machine of the mainstream media, this truth is not coming out, John. So, you know, thank God, you know, for stream.org and for yourself and Al and the rest of the team to keep the truth front and center here, because we got to keep letting people know what we're dealing with here, because people, you know, on the surface, they hear, well, the Democrats want open borders just so they can have more voters. They just don't understand quite what that means, and they're not getting a grasp of what this will look like, even though you can point to other countries in
California.
Europe.
California. Yeah, big California.
Exactly. Yeah. And then
anybody want that? The people are streaming out of California.
No, that's exactly right. Along with the only people that are staying there are the homeless and the rats, which we've been saying, John, get ready. We're setting this country up for a plague of epic proportions. When you got rats, you got feces in the street, you got homelessness skyrocketing, you've got illegal immigrants coming in with God only knows what kind of disease, according to the CDC. I mean, this is a perfect storm, John.
Yeah, and I think the Democrats would rather preside over a failed country with a big government than a robust country with a strong middle class that's suspicious of big government. They would rather be in charge of Venezuela than not in charge of America.
Well, Lindsey Graham called him out for it during the Kavanaugh hearings. He spoke of their lust of power and that they will go for it no matter what the reason, whatever the cost, it doesn't matter. It's just, just to your point, it's all about their own power. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John's America after this.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, real quick, before we get into more of the immigration column that you wrote, I wanted to get your perspective on, you know, we've had four nights of Democratic debates. What stood out, you know, in terms of what was there and also what was missing?
Well, what was missing was sanity. I mean, what you saw was each of the Democrats attacking the other ones for previous moderate, sane, or bipartisan positions that they might have taken. So Biden used to oppose taxpayer funding of abortion. They're going after him for that. He used to oppose open borders. They're going after him for that. Kamala Harris was tough on prosecuting drugs, but is a total hypocrite, now wants a total legalization. I was glad to see Tulsi Gabbard go after her for that. I mean,
right.
Kamala Harris is really an authoritarian. She's a scary, scary person. She imprisons journalists who investigate her campaign donors, like mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood.
Right.
She imprisons them, you know, and tries to destroy their lives. She wanted to imprison the parents of kids who were truant from school. And Gabbard pointed out she suppressed evidence that would have gotten an innocent man off death row. Kamala Harris is a scary police state kind of person.
Right.
I think she'll end up probably running a private prison or consulting for the Chinese secret police.
Do you think that she took her out possibly?
I think quite possibly, and that's a good thing because Harris, to me, is maybe the second most dangerous Democrat. The most dangerous is Marianne Williamson because the cult that she came of age in and still believes in is based on this book, A Course in Miracles,
right.
Which it's about channeling spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Christian, I know what that means. It means
right.
demonic possession. But Williamson is good at talking a nice game. It appears seeming like an angel of light. She's kind of an Oprah type.
Right.
And that kind of squishy, stupid, pseudo-mysticism, fake religion, that has a lot of legs in America, you know? That self-actualization, you can invent your own universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of American popular culture, unfortunately, and she taps into that the way Oprah does. So I don't think we should laugh off Marianne Williamson. I think she is a, you know, she could be the next Jim Jones.
Right. Well,
remember,
whether
Jim Jones was a big Democrat activist.
Yeah,
he was
exactly.
A huge force in the California Democratic Party, a friend of Willie Brown, Kamala Harris's mentor.
Yeah, exactly. In more ways than one. No, you're exactly right, because even if Marianne Williams, you know, which chances of her getting the nomination, forget it. But the impact that she's making right now on the national stage is quite dangerous.
Remember, some Republicans are saying, oh, I wanted her to get the nomination because she would totally lose. Just remember, the Democrats wanted Trump to get the nomination because they were sure he would lose. So be careful what you wish for. The electorate is very nervous and antsy. The middle ground in our country has been eaten away. The cultural consensus no longer exists. You know, the country is more and more bitterly divided between, like, homeschooling Christian gun owners on one side and people who support free sex change operations for illegal immigrants on the other. There's not a lot of common ground there. There are no Harry Trumans or John F. Kennedys or, you know, even Jimmy Carters out there. It's increasingly like a Weimar situation. It's a tough gap
to bridge. How do you do that, John?
Yeah.
I mean, really, think about it. I mean, it is, sadly, it is that extreme, but this is why we need an era of critical thinking to return to, you know, to everyday Americans. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to think and question authority. It's okay. We just don't want to throw water on authority, okay? You knuckleheads in New York, stop doing that.
That's right.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, let's get back. I want to get into this. More of your test for immigration should be nakedly political. Why not?
Let's treat it the way they treat redistricting. When the Democrats are in charge, they rejigger the districts to help them. Well, they're doing the same with immigration. We as Republicans should do the same thing. If we happen to get in control, okay, we're going to change the quotas. We're going to openly say we only want, you know, we want people from Venezuela and the Philippines. We should look at how the members of these ethnic groups who have come recently and recent immigrants from these countries, how do they vote? And then we should let them in or not, depending on how they vote. Now, that sounds cynical, but I'm not talking about doing this just for naked political power. I'm doing this because there are crucial moral issues on the table, like unborn children, like whether our country has borders, like how much of your paycheck will be seized in taxes. Will they abolish private health insurance? Will they take away our gun rights? Will they take away our free speech rights? These are moral issues as well as political issues. And so if people want to come into America and help us preserve the Bill of Rights, help us keep religious liberty and gun rights and parental rights, then I welcome those people because they will vote correctly, and presumably they're more likely to live correctly too. But really, I care about the politics, because we're on the tipping point now of it becoming impossible to elect another pro-life Republican president ever again.
Exactly. Well, to me, it's a question of assimilation. What is the likelihood of that person assimilating? Otherwise, we're going to end up like more Minneapolis's, right?
Here's another question. What will they assimilate to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if people come from poor countries in Latin America and move to inner cities and assimilate to the welfare mentality and the democratic plantation, you know, that's assimilation, but I don't want that. That doesn't help
exactly.
We got enough native poor people trapped in the glue trap that is the Democrat-run cities. Poor people go in, they never come out.
It's like the Hotel California. I can hear the Eagles rewriting
Roach Motel.
I know, but that was there.
Treating people like mice, you know.
Yes.
And so I don't want people who are going to become part of the Democrat political machine, because it's the Democrats are no longer a mainstream patriotic political party the way they were even into the late 60s and 70s. They are now one huge extremist fringe party.
That's lost, John. I mean, to me, the takeaway of these debates is, who are they?
They are. It's a race. It's like a race of lemmings off the left cliff into the abyss. Well, they think they can't lose the general election. They think Trump can't win because there just aren't enough neo-Nazis in America. How could Trump possibly win? So
right.
they don't think Trump can win. So to them, the Democrat primary is the election. It's as if it's like you're in San Francisco or Philadelphia or Baltimore. The Democratic primary is the election.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to win that is to race furthest to the left, to promise everyone a purple unicorn that doesn't poop, and that you're going to get rid of fossil fuels and everything will be, you know, we'll get all our energy from leprechauns running on treadmills, whatever it takes to go furthest left to win the nomination, because then you could just walk in and become president. And even if you lose, the FBI might try to flip the election for you anyway, the way they did here. I've got another piece at stream.org I hope people look at.
Yes.
It's called Donald Trump, the Real Designated Survivor. There's a really pretty fun show, Designated Survivor, with Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
It's all about an inside the government conspiracy to overturn an election and put their own candidate in control of the country. And watching it, I just thought, I know they didn't mean this, but this looks a lot like the Russia hoax. This looks
exactly like
what the Dems have been trying to do.
Yeah, except they ended up blowing up Congress, and that's how you ended up with a designated survivor.
Right.
But nonetheless, I mean, here it is. They set something up, and it didn't quite work. And here we are. But John, for what the country has gone through after 2016 and Russian collusion and everything, and with what the media is leading the country to believe, or at least half of the country to believe, that no matter who they get off that of the 20 people that they've got right now on the stage is better than Donald Trump, and they've got to be a shoo-in. It's going to be another gazillion to one landslide for the Democrats. What's going to happen when reality hits them in the face again, and it's George McGovern deja vu one more time? What are they going to do?
We can't be complacent. We have to make sure that we turn out to stop these lunatics, because they've told us what they want to do. They want another French Revolution right here in America. They've given up any pretense of bipartisanship, of moderation, of looking for any common ground. They see us as enemies who the government will be used to persecute if they come into power. So we have to be ready to rally behind the president for all his imperfections. He's a human being. He's not perfect. We have to be ready to rally to stop whatever zealot the Democrat machine finally coughs up like a furball.
Well, they're going nuts right now. I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal report, the editorial about, what was it, the BEA report, 99%? 99% is winning. I mean, they've been saying that it was only 1%, and they're going, no. The financial analysis is clearly, and this is the Wall Street Journal saying, it is the 99% that is winning. They're the ones that are getting wage increases, better jobs, and all that. Very much against the narrative that the Democrats are trying to put up against us.
Record low unemployment for blacks and Hispanics, manufacturing jobs coming back. We're not fighting any stupid wars. The president lost we lost 10 soldiers in the fight against ISIS because the president got the brave Kurds, northern Syria, to fight. I think he's been a very good president under enormously difficult circumstances, with the kind of obstruction which, if Republicans had done it to Obama, people would have seen it as a horrendous, racist, anti-democratic exercise.
John Zemarek, senior editor at Stream. Go to stream.org for more information. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.